Okay, hello everyone. My name is Matt Veloso. I work in DX, our developer experience group. And today I want to do a very short talk on using conversational interfaces with robots. So to start, I want to introduce you my little friend. His name is Zembo. Zembo is a robot built by Asus. It's a super cool robot. We've been having a lot of fun literally hacking some ideas of using Microsoft Cloud and the robot together. How can we use our Microsoft intelligence, our AI technologies with Zembo to enable interesting conversational scenarios? So I will show a bunch of different things that we literally prototyped in the last few days. So there's a good chance it may not work here because quite honestly, there's a lot of noise. We never test with this much noise before. If it doesn't work, I just demoed in my previous session. I will put some videos online and I have some videos here on my laptop. If this fails, I can fail over to the video. I honestly never tested with this much noise before. So what I will do is I'll try to have a few questions and answers with Zembo. And also use image recognition as part of the conversation. So whatever Zembo is looking at may affect the way he answers questions, right? So let's try this. Let's see if I can get good speech recognition here. Hey, Zembo. Who is Bill Gates?
According to Wikipedia.org, Bill Gates is an American business magnate, investor, author, and philanthropist.
Who is his wife?
Bill Gates' wife is Melinda Gates.
Where is she from?
Melinda Gates was born in Dallas City.
How do I do a bubble sort?
Bubble sort, sometimes referred to as sinking sort, is a simple sorting algorithm that repeatedly steps through the list to be sorted, compares each pair of adjacent items and swaps them if they are in the wrong order. The pass through the list is repeated until no swaps are needed, which indicates that the list is sorted.
Look.
I think I'm seeing a drawing. What is it?
It's a picture of Isaac Newton. It is.
According to Wikipedia.org, Isaac Newton was an English mathematician, astronomer, and physicist who is widely recognized as one of the most influential scientists of all time and a key figure in the scientific revolution.
When was he born?
Isaac Newton was born on December 25th, 1642.
Look.
All I see is an empty room. Where is everyone?
All right. So I will turn it off, otherwise he'll keep trying to interject in my presentation. But you got the idea, right? It's pretty cool. Is it cool? I will open source the code that just does what you guys saw here today for you to play with. But let me explain what it is, what it does. Behind the scenes, we have our super cool robot right here with some custom code. So there's some guys wrote some custom application that runs on Zembo. And this application, the first thing it does is speech recognition. So one of our new APIs is called Custom Speech API. What it allows you to do is to train it to understand different accents, noise environments, children talking, specific terms that people don't typically use. So then you can improve dramatically the accuracy of speech recognition in environments like this, right? So that's a REST API. We announced it very recently. And you can use it from robots, from applications, from anything. So the first step that Zembo takes is going to the speech API and converting that audio into text, right? That's step one. Step two is calling the bot framework. So from this same application, we use an API called Direct Line. And what this API does is it lets me build my own channel. So I'm building a bot instead of using Skype or Slack or Facebook or text messages or anything like that. What I'm doing here is I'm building my own channel that happens to be a robot, right? So what I'm doing now is sending over what the user tells the robot to Direct Line and say, go deal with this, go sort it out. At the same time, Zenbo is looking at whatever is happening when people are talking to him, taking snapshots and uploading to Azure Storage, right? So every few seconds when people talk to Zenbo, takes a photo, put in Azure Storage. Take a photo, put in Azure Storage. So by the time I receive that message in my bot, in bot framework, I can look at that photo and make some conclusions. For example, am I talking to a child or an adult? Maybe if it's a child, I should give a different answer, right? So it depends on, so we have all these scenarios baked in. From the bot framework, we have a few things we need to do. One of it is natural language. I need to understand what is the user trying to do. Is the user asking me to look at something or asking a generic question? So for that, we use language understanding API, what we call LUIS. So we convert that text into an intent or an entity. It's like, what is it that the user is trying to do? If the conclusion is, well, the user is asking to comment about something that Zenbo is actually looking at, then we need to call our custom vision API. So that's one of the new APIs we announced today. The custom vision API allows me to custom train. So I actually train a model that recognizes an empty room versus someone showing a drawing versus just someone looking at Zenbo, right? I will show how I did it. So then Zenbo checks this image against the custom speech, the custom vision API, draw some conclusions, and depending on the question, if it's a general question, general knowledge question, we use Bing, we use this Bing knowledge graph to go find information about who Bill Gates is and his wife, where they're from, and what bubble sort, all these things are coming from Bing. If the interesting thing is, if you ask those same questions to Cortana, you're going to get very similar answers. And that's not a coincidence, because Cortana and Zenbo and all these things we're doing, they rely on Bing to get this information, right? So that's an API that Bing partners can take advantage of to build more compelling scenarios for the conversational platform. So let me show a little bit of how that works. So I mentioned that I have a bot, which is a web service. In my case, I built it in C#. And the first thing that my bot has is a API controller. So if you ever built ASP.NET, this is a REST API that takes a POST request. So whenever Zenbo sends a text message to my bot, I receive a POST request, right? And then I check, is this an actual message? If it is, I have a dialogue for managing this. The other controller that I have here that's particularly important is my images controller. That's how Zenbo uploads photos, and that's how I take those photos and save into a blob storage. So I just keep those photos there, and I'll look at them later. So Zenbo is calling two different APIs, one to upload the image, the other one to give me the text out of what the user said, right? So then my dialogue, what it does here is basically, once I get my message from Zenbo, I call LUIS. I call the LUIS service and say, what do you think the user means here? What is it that the user is looking for? And LUIS will tell me either the user is asking to look at something, the user is asking question, general knowledge question about a given topic, or I have no idea. Let's go call Bing and figure it out. Like when you ask Cortana a question that Cortana doesn't know how to answer, what is that Cortana does? Cortana searches on Bing, right? So that's what I'm doing here. We search on Bing, say, let's go find out what's going on here. How did I do that on LUIS? So on LUIS, I have a very simple model where I define those different kinds of intents, user intents. So basically, I have a look intent. So that's when the users are asking, look at this, check it out. Hey, look what I did. Right? I will assume that if the user says something like this, they want Zenbo to comment about what Zenbo is looking at. Okay. The other intent that we have here is the query name. So these are the different ways users can ask questions about a topic. Who is Name? Tell me what you know about Name. It's a drawing of Name. This is a picture of Name, right? So these are all the different utterances, the different ways the users are actually saying, tell me more about this thing. So what we do here is tagging an entity, saying this is the actual entity that the user is talking about. That's the information they want to know more about. So what we do here is finding out what the entity is and extracting it. And then we go talk to Bing Knowledge Graph. We have a knowledge graph dialog that we'll call, let me open the code here. Sorry, that's the helpers, knowledge graph helper. So the knowledge graph calls a particular REST API where we just say, what do we know about this topic? Let me show how this API looks like. So if I open it here, for example, in this case, I'm asking information about Bill Gates, okay? So what it does, it gives me a basic web search result, but I'm not interested about that. What I'm interested about is a more well-crafted set of graph of entities. Bing manages those billions and billions of entities. They are already created, organized with proper properties. So I'm looking here and say, well, part of the answer from Bing Knowledge Graph is telling me, I suggest you to say this, right, with the proper SSML, saying, according to Wikipedia, Bill Gates, American, business magnate, investor. So it's already suggesting what Zambo should say next, right out of that API. And I can even scroll further and find out there are multiple sources where this data comes from, suggested links, photos, where is the photo from Bill Gates, all from that Bing Knowledge Graph API. And I could ask follow-up questions. I could go to Bing and say, who is his wife, for example? Straight to Bing. So Bing knows I just asked about Bill Gates and knows my next question is about his wife. So if he's not sure, in this case, I think it's not sure because my token expired. So he's offering me a disambiguation. Are you talking about this or that? Right? If not, let me do the Bill Gates again. Who is Bill Gates? And now let me do, who is his wife? So in this case, it says, I found Bill Gates' spouse, right? This is his wife. So you can ask follow-up questions. How old is she? Where is she from? And Bing will keep picking up those things because it knows the context of the conversation. Okay? So I'm plugging that here. And then there is the custom vision API. How do we teach Zambo to see different images and tell if it's an empty room, if it's a person holding a drawing? So that's the custom vision API that we just announced today. It really works sort of like Facebook. I upload a bunch of photos and I tag them. So I upload a bunch of photos holding pictures or just talking to Zambo or empty rooms or a few friends like doing it. And then I start tagging. I say, for example, this photo here is an empty room. Right? I can add tags. So once I add my tags, I train it. I say, train a model based on it. It is that simple. You don't need to know any machine learning whatsoever. Just click train it. You generate a REST API out of it. And then you can just call it. That's exactly what I'm doing. I call in this REST API. I say, what do you know about this image? And so if I look at my code here, my drawing, my custom vision service, all that the thing does is calling a REST API and looking at the JSON. It's basically REST call, JSON response. What do you find out there, right? It's that simple. So basically, all you have to do is to provide an enough, diverse enough set of images, tag them with the right tags you're trying to find out, train it, and then you plug that either from your bot, your application, whatever, and then you can make your bot identify these different things. Of course, this is just a very small example. I could be using the face API to detect somebody's age, so I can guess if it's a child or an adult. I could be using the emotion API to see if you're happy or sad and making some different answers depending on that. There's a lot of other things I could be doing here, but we just wanted to keep this example very simple. If you guys want to download this code sample, I just put it on GitHub. So if you go to this URL here, github.com/myname.mattveloso/zambo-build. You see the Lewis model I used. You see the ZamboBot, a little description of what it does, right? And the C# code there doing exactly what I just showed you guys that I'm doing here, all right? If you want to know more about using the Bing Knowledge Graph API, that's not a public API. You can't just jump there and start calling it. It's a API we offer for partners only. So if you want to know more about how to become a Bing partner, definitely go to bing.com/partners, and you can see how you can sign up and use this API in your scenarios. Okay? So just for the fun of it, I will play a video here. This is a fun making of Zambo. So as you know, we had to train it a lot. And so out of training a lot to do these things, we got some funny short videos that I wanted to share. So let me play this.
I think he's trying to program us. Program us? That's funny. Quiet. Pretend it's working. Okay.
Who is Bill Gates?
You work at Microsoft and don't know who Bill Gates is?
Look.
You grow like 5 years old and code like 1-2.
Okay. Look.
For the 1,000th time, it's a drawing. Can we just go now?
Hey, Zambo. Where do babies come from?
Hi. Oh, boy. Maybe ask your parents.
Right, so that's just a joke, but imagine this scenario, right? Maybe a child is talking to Zambo and asking some generic knowledge question. Maybe you want to know if it's a child or not, right? Maybe our answer is going to change. And that's what makes a real natural interface, is knowing these little things about what you're looking at, what's the context around the question, so you can make smarter answers out of it. So I hope you guys had fun with this demo. Thank you very much.